Entangled in the messy world of gun politics, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have struggled to study violent deaths. But as Guns in America's Heath Druzan reports, a program expanding to states like Idaho, which has one of the highest suicide rates in the country, is changing that.
Welcome to the first day of training. Let me reintroduce myself. My name is George Austin. I'm the clinical lead supervisor at the suicide hotline.
George Austin is with the Idaho Suicide Prevention Hotline. Tonight, he's in Boise, teaching a new batch of volunteers how to answer calls. Idaho has one of the highest suicide rates in the country, and the majority of those involve a firearm. Austin says, like many states, it faces a lack of resources for suicide prevention.
Suicide still has a stigma attached to it, and that makes it harder for people to openly discuss and often instinctually kind of look away.
But this year, Idaho, Texas, and eight other states are getting an infusion of federal funds to study violent deaths. And many of those are gun suicides. It's part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Violent Death Reporting System, which looks at
death certificates, law enforcement reports, and coroner medical examiner reports. And these three data sources are linked to provide a complete picture of violent deaths in the United States.
That's Dr. Janet Blair, who oversees the CDC program. With these 10 states on board, the CDC is now studying the causes of violent death in all 50 states, plus D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Our case definition for a violent death consists of homicides, suicides, deaths due to legal intervention, deaths of undetermined intent, as well as unintentional firearm deaths.
A large percentage of those deaths involve guns, and that's something the CDC hasn't been able to study much at all in the past two decades. That's because of something known as the Dickey Amendment, which passed in 1996. It stipulates that no CDC funds can be used to advocate for gun control. But it doesn't spell out what that means. It's not actually a ban on studying guns as a health issue, but nonetheless, it stopped just about all federally funded firearm research. But Blair says the violent death reporting system is simply gathering information to help reduce deaths.
So what I can tell you is that although CDC doesn't receive direct funding for firearm-related research, we continue to support data collection activities and continue to document the public health burden of firearm injuries in the U.S.
Whatever the politics, states like Idaho welcome the help. Suicides have been rising across the country, particularly in the Mountain West and Alaska. And there are still far too many unknowns, according to Chris Wilson, the program manager of Idaho's violent death reporting system.
Traditionally, when you talk about suicide data, we can tell you the who, the what, the when, the where. But until the establishment of this program, we couldn't tell you the why.
The hope is that the why will be in the data, which includes details on the circumstances of deaths and what in a victim's life may have led to them.
Establishing a why will help people identify who to target prior to them taking their own life.
That data helps researchers hone in on the root causes of these violent deaths. And Wilson says the program has already made an impact in other parts of the country.
An example was Oregon found out that a lot of people dying by suicide in their state were recently evicted. They were then able to take steps in addressing that concern.
George Austin from the Idaho Suicide Hotline says ignoring the problem just isn't an option.
Since the early 90s, the rate of suicide in the United States has just jumped incredibly. So right now, you're more likely in Idaho to know somebody who's died by suicide than who's died in a traffic accident.
Researchers hope with more data, they can stem that tide. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Druzan.